on Robin Hood Radio. It's been a while since we've actually had a conversation with our guest who's on the telephone right now. Paula Josa Jones is on the line with us right now, and there's something pretty interesting coming up in our area, which is happening to benefit the Equus Effect and the Time Out Foundation on May 20th. But before we talk about that, Paula, it's nice to speak to you again.
Well, it's lovely to speak with you, Marshall. Thank you so much for giving us some time to talk about this event.
Well, this is an interesting event. It's called Our Horses, Ourselves, Three Horse Tales for the 21st Century. And it's in collaboration with, as I said, the Time Out Foundation and the Equus Effect. It's going to be held May 20th from 3 to 5 p.m. At Time Out Foundation, which is located right on Lime Rock Road in Lakeville, Connecticut, 408, right. As a matter of fact.
Right.
So now let's talk a little bit about what exactly this event is going to entail.
Well, the third organization, of course, is my own company, Paula Josa Jones Performance Works, and so there are three 501c3s, in fact, involved in this. And the title of the event, Our Horses Ourselves, is in fact the title of my book, which is what we spoke about when we last spoke.
Yeah.
But we really felt that Our Horses Ourselves sort of encompassed the kind of the mission and perspective of all three of our organizations. Time Out, of course, works with young people. The Equus Effect works with veterans, and I work both as an artist. I work with horses, and I also work as a somatic movement therapist and educator with people who have trauma, using horses as, you know, partners in that conversation about how to find yourself by creating a relationship with the horse.
It's interesting the way all three of you combine to do similar things, not exactly the same, but really therapeutic and healing.
Yes, and most of us don't use the word healing or therapeutic, but we really use the word kind of, I use the word experiencing. My particular work is, I call it embodied equine experiencing, because I feel like when we talk about healing and we talk about therapy, we're sort of plugging into a medical model, and that's not really what this is. I think there can be, obviously, really healing outcomes and therapeutic outcomes, but the intention is more about, finding yourself through this kind of wordless conversation or relationship with the horse. And, movement is the fundamental language between horses and humans. We can throw words at them, but really where our interaction lives and lands is in the wordless and that connection through movement and touch and embodiment. So that's what we're going to be talking about and showing at this event. So each one of us will kind of give the audience a sense of what the work that we're doing is. Actually, I had a wonderful, I brought one of my dancers out from Boston this weekend and worked with one of the young women, a wonderful young woman from Time Out, and a couple of their rescue horses, because we're going to show some of this kind of dancing conversation that you can have with a horse. My belief, of course, is that we're all dancers, and that you don't have to be a formally educated mover or dancer to have this kind of expressive, playful conversation with a horse and connect with them in this whole other way that I think gets very lost for most of us who are engaged with our desks more than many other parts of the world, right?
Well, what's interesting about what you're talking about, by the way, this is Paula Josa Jones, and what we're talking about is Our Horses, Ourselves, Three Horse Tales for the 21st Century, which is coming up on May the 20th, and it's really a collaborative effort between Paula's Performance Works, Time Out Foundation, and Lime Rock, and the Equus Effect. May 20th from 3 to 5 at the Time Out Foundation from 3 to 5. Tickets are $25. But what's interesting about what you're talking about is all these experiences that you might have, well, with you and with the people here with horses or what other animal, it really, you can increase your feeling of self-worth and self-value through it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because the horses don't judge. They're really just pure presence, and they're curious. And, you know, many of the horses, especially the horses at time out, may have had traumatic backgrounds. And so there's this kind of commonality between people who've experienced trauma and these horses who may have experienced trauma. But when they come together, the horses seem able to really allow a lot of that to fall away and to simply be present with what the human is offering authentically from inside. Because horses don't make their assessments of us, or they don't make their decisions about whether we're safe or not based on our external behavior. They're really reading what's inside.
Now, the title of this, Three Horse Tales for the 21st Century, are these going to be actual tales, or are these going to be experiences? Exactly how are these going to be presented?
Well, each of us will do something different. They are experiential. They're not, I think they have a narrative quality to them, but, for example, what I'll be doing is having my dancer, Deanna, work with Cassidy from Time Out and two of her horses and demonstrate this beautiful language of movement and touch that we can discover with the horses, which takes us out of the, you know, a lot of us get very busy either doing something or going somewhere. And in that busyness, in that kind of functional preoccupation, the whole expressive dimension of ourselves can get lost. So I think in each one of our demonstrations, we're trying to reignite that quality of expressivity and connection and relationship, and the way that horses can show us how we're coming across in ways that we weren't perhaps even aware of.
Now, is there a site where people can get information on this or get tickets in advance, or do they pay for tickets right at the door?
Tickets are right at the gate. Time Out Foundation has a Facebook page. Equus Effect has a Facebook page. I'm going to post on my website, which is paulajosajones.org, and I also have a Facebook page, so this information will be available on social media. We're also going to be putting posters up and sending the word out through other media channels in the area, so it should be pretty easy to find.
And what's great about this this event on May 20th, it runs from 3 to 5, and it's very easy to find because it's on Lime Rock Road in Lakeville.
Yes.
At the Time Out Foundation, but it's just $25.
Yes.
And to put three organizations that all might be in different channels, but all heading in the same direction,
yeah,
and all nonprofits, it's your chance to get out, enjoy horses, enjoy the information you get from the different nonprofits that are involved.
Exactly. I think it's a really unique opportunity, and when we started talking about it last fall, we really found we had so much common language, and our intentionality with the work that we're doing is so so similar in many ways, even though each one of us approaches it from a slightly different perspective. I think it's a really exciting opportunity for us to share this work in the community.
So once again, that is Our Horses, Ourselves, Three Horse Tales for the 21st Century. That is coming up May 20th from 3 to 5, a collaborative equine event with Paul Jesse Jones Performance Works, a Time Out Foundation, the Equus Effects, 3 to 5 at 408 Lime Rock Road in Lakeville. You can find out more information at all of their Facebook pages, but it's a $25 donation to attend. Paula, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and it's nice to speak to you once again.
Lovely to speak with you, Marshall, and thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, and hopefully this will tantalize a lot of people to come and see what we're doing.